listen, there is nothing like taking time with God and allowing Him to sharpen your axe. Somebody ought to say amen this morning.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way.
Last week, we aired the first part of Pastor Brian Grant's message that he will conclude this evening. In last week's opening segment, Pastor Grant used an incident from the life of Elisha the prophet to describe the condition of the church of today, a church that has lost its edge. But as Pastor Grant brought out from the story, the first step in recovering and restoring the lost spiritual edge is in admitting to the problem. Pastor, alas! The cry was heard then, and it will be heard now. Please keep your Bibles handy as Pastor Grant will be turning to various scriptures as he continues his message of hope, how to restore your spiritual edge. Here again is Pastor Grant.
Could you find a better way to describe the condition of the Christian church today? We are neither hot nor cold. You see, we're not ice cold because we still show up at church. We still will do stuff. But listen, we are neither hot nor cold. The letter here says, I wish you were either hot or cold. He says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And then he says, because you say, here's the issue. Here was the problem. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and I have need of nothing. Oh, I tell you, my brother, you know, this country, I don't know how much of a survey we really did, but we've been bragging that we are the richest country in the history of the world, and it might very well be so. And sadly, sometimes it creeps into the Christian life, and sometimes we figure we got it all, we've got it made in the shade. Let's be honest, you may not realize this, but a poor American is rich compared to the rest of the world. The guy on welfare who has a fridge, he has something that huge percentage of the world does not have a fridge. Oh, you didn't know that. And he actually has a motor car. We are rich. And so, of course, it has crept in on us. And sometimes we started feeling we don't need nothing. Thank God for the shaking He's doing in this world today. Oh, sometimes I know we all wish it will go, and I'm praying that this will end. But I tell you, when we started to feel that we don't need anything, and all of a sudden this year, we realize, boy, we are needy people. Am I right about that? The entire world, God, we really need you. Oh, we are certainly a needy people. But sadly, some Christians, because this morning I'm not focusing so much on the unsaved, God is actually speaking to Christians, and He's saying that if we're not careful, part of our problem in this generation is that we thought we don't need anything else. I got what I need. And I can relax in my air-conditioned space and just chill. God, if whenever I feel like it. You know, it's gone so bad that Christians, some Christians are actually telling me already. I'm not talking about members of this church now, although I'm sure some of them are thinking this way. But folks will tell me straight up, Pastor, I don't know how you pastors are going to manage. One lady said to me, because once this is finished, I ain't going back to church. I am just enjoying going to church online. I just put on my jammies and get my cup of coffee, and I go to church online, and I ain't going back to church. My friend, if you're listening to me this morning and that's your idea, God is talking to you right now, because that is the exact thing that God is talking about. Because the Word of God makes it clear. The Lord commands us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And when this is done, you better get that out of your mind, that you're going to settle into this nice little routine. My friend, if that's your mindset, you have already decided you do not want to experience the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. But that's the challenge. You know, central, I believe, to losing, regardless of what it was, regardless of whether you think you've got all you need, regardless of whether, you know, just last week's interesting, when I was preparing this message, I didn't see the connection with the message last week about escaping the grip of complacency. But you better believe the two of them are so connected, because what has happened to us as a people of God is that we've become spiritually complacent. Things are good enough the way they are. Might that never be so in your heart and my heart? Might I never be satisfied that things are good enough? Might I, with a passion for God, always seek to go deeper into the love of Jesus? Amen. Might I always have a passion to experience more of the Spirit of God and to allow Him to do His work in my life? Might I never become spiritually complacent? But you know, central to what, when that happens, is that we have given up personal time with the Lord. Dwight L. Moody, I have this quote in your notes, you can write this down. Dwight L. Moody once said, either the Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. You see, when we spend time in God's Word unfaithfully and allow God to speak to us, God's Word, as we're exposing and submitting ourselves to God's Word, it will keep us from sin. But when we stop hanging around with this book and spending precious time with the Lord God of Sabaoth, listen, when we stop that, sin creeps into our life. And when sin creeps into our life, after a while, sin keeps growing, and we now don't have any time for the Bible. Either the Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Two men were competing against each other in a woodcutting contest. And one man, he worked feverishly, and he didn't take any breaks. He just kept cutting, cutting, cutting. And the other man, every now and then, he would take a break. And at the end of the contest, who do you think won? Obviously, who won, right? Not really. Because at the end of the contest, the guy who took all the, who was taking the breaks, he actually won the contest. And so the man who never stopped, he was like, what in the world happened? How comes you cut down more wood than I did? And you took all those breaks. The man who took the breaks looked at him and said, you see, when I took a break, I wasn't wasting time. I was sharpening my axe. He was keeping his cutting tool sharp so it could be much more effective. And you see, sometimes the devil makes you believe that if you're not busy, that taking time to study God's Word, taking time to be with God, is a waste of time. There's so many more things you could be doing that time. But listen, there is nothing like taking time with God and allowing Him to sharpen your axe. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. My God, help us that we will spend time sharpening our axe. And it only happens as we sharpen our spiritual axe when we take time in the presence of God and discover how marvelous He is, how great He is, how wonderful He is. And we see what He did in times past. And in the last several weeks, we have seen what He did through the prophet Elisha. And I want to say what God did through the prophet Elisha, because of the power of the Holy Spirit. The same power of the Holy Spirit is available to us in 2020. Amen. Listen, to restore our spiritual edge, we must reject spiritual powerlessness, and we must retrace where we lost the Spirit's power. But third, we must request the Spirit's restoration. We must request the Spirit's restoration. Here I am back in 2 Kings chapter 6. And I just want to read verse number 6, the second half. So the man of God, he asked the man where it fell, and he showed him. So Elisha cut off a stick and threw it in the river Jordan, just by where it was, and he made the iron float. Now, people sometimes say that anything can float in the Dead Sea. But that's not true. This iron head would not, this iron axe head would not float, not even in the Dead Sea. In no sea, in no river, iron is going to float because of the density of iron. It ain't going to float. But when Elisha cut a piece of wood from a tree and threw it into the river, the iron axe head floated from the bottom of the river and came to the top. Only God could do that. For tossing a piece of wood into a river cannot make iron float. You see, God was doing something big. By the power of God, this young man was about to have his axe head restored so he would have the power to finish this great work he was doing for God. And I'm so glad that when we lose, stay with me now, I am so glad that even when we lose the power of the Holy Spirit, now don't leave here and say, Pastor said I can lose the Holy Spirit, because we cannot lose the Holy Spirit, but we can lose the evidence of the Spirit's power in our lives. I'm so glad that even when we have lost the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can get it back. Aren't you glad about that? You know, I went to a church some years ago, and for the first half of the preacher's message, he preached from the Bible, and it was okay. But in the second half of his message, and I'm not going to tell you what denomination it was, because I don't want to put anybody on blast, but in the second half of the man's message, he started preaching from a book written by the founder of the denomination. And when he started preaching from that book, didn't he put the fear of God into the people? Oh my goodness, he told them, he made it clear that anyone who backslid from that church and joined another church would be eternally damned. And he said, because once they fell away from that church, it was impossible for them to be restored to God. And he went on to say, if they backslid from that church, and even though they may join another church, if you backslide from our church, you're going to roast in the hottest part of hell.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
I was like, you can imagine, because I wasn't even from that church, so I can imagine. The word didn't shake me. It did stun me though. I didn't jump up and run. But I waited till an appropriate time to slip out, because my God is not that type of God. And my friend, if you're watching this morning, no matter who you are, no matter what you have done, no matter how badly you have messed up, you have done stuff since you are a Christian that you wish you didn't do, and as a result you have lost the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, I want you to know this morning, it ain't over till God says it's over. Because put this on the board, Romans chapter 5 verse 20, we're going to put that one on the screen, because this is a verse, listen, I want to give you a portion of that verse, you go home and you make sure you hold on to that verse, because where sin abounds, what? Grace abounds much more. Hallelujah. Where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. What a message of hope. What a message of forgiveness. My friend, I'm speaking to you this morning. I don't know your story, but the God who knows your story, he's saying to you, no matter what sin you have done, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. But before the axe head was restored, a piece of wood had to be cut from a tree. And a tree is also involved with our restoration. I'm talking about the cross, if you don't mind. For forgiveness and restoration is available at the cross. Amen. The cross still works. And my friend, I invite you this morning to revisit the cross. I invite you this morning, as you have messed up, as you are recognizing you are not experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, I invite you this morning to revisit the cross and take a look at that central cross, that cross where Jesus Christ died for you. And listen, when he died for you, his blood as it poured out was not only pouring out for your past sin, hallelujah, it was pouring out for your present sin and even the sin that you haven't done yet. Thank God for 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And I'm going to ask you in a few minutes, we have one more point to cover before we finish. But listen, right now, you don't even have to wait till I'm finished. Right now, you could be reaching out to God and saying, God, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry I messed up so badly. God, yes, I have retraced my step. And God, I remember some of what I did. I remember when I walked away. God, I remember that situation where I shouldn't have been there. And God, I'm asking you right now in your mighty power and in your great grace. God, I confess, I agree with you about my sin. I agree that my sin is disgusting, but oh, I'm thanking you for the blood that makes me white as snow. The blood still works. My friend, it could be that you have never opened your heart to Jesus Christ. You've never owned him as your Savior. The blood still works, and the blood is available to you as well. And this morning, no matter what you have done, if you would come to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I admit I'm a sinner, and I need your salvation. Won't you save me? He will save you because the blood still works. But finally, point number 4. We must respond to the Spirit's command. We must respond to the Spirit's command. I'm in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 7. Therefore Elijah said to the man, after the axe had floated to the top, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it. Elisha ordered the young man to pick up the floating axe head, and he obeyed. If we're to experience the power of God in our life, if we're to experience the fullness of God's power in our life, there is a command we must also obey. Are you still with me? Ephesians 5:18. Put that on the screen. Ephesians 5:18. It says, don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is not a suggestion, it's a command. And just like that man obeyed Elisha's command, we need to obey God's command. God says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. You say, Pastor, how does this happen? Let me give you a simple illustration. If I wanted to fill a sponge with water, I would simply take that sponge and hold it under the faucet. And the water would fill the sponge. But if I squeezed it, what would happen? I would squeeze the water out. It wouldn't be filled anymore. To refill the sponge, all I had to do was to let go. The reason we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, because we're clinging to our lives. We are determined. It's what I want. It's my plans. It's my family. It's my ideas. You see, we're control freaks. Right now, as all of what we're surrounded with, I want to challenge this church in particular. You make sure with all the drama that's going on that you're not only doing what you think is good, but that we're pausing to say, God, what do you want for me? What do you want for my family? Let us make sure we're opening our hands and our hearts and not becoming control freaks where we are in full control. If we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we've got to release our grip and allow the Holy Spirit to control us. Are you willing to do that this morning? You see, if we keep insisting on my way and my plans, we will squeeze out the Holy Spirit from filling us and from accomplishing his purpose for us. God has big plans for you. But you're never going to find out if you're in control. Are you listening this morning? If you're in control, keep control. But what a mighty thing happens when we release control to the Spirit of God and allow him to fill our hearts. The Holy Spirit has the power to help us accomplish everything we need for God. And so this morning, God wants to restore our cutting edge. He wants us to restore our spiritual edge. Write this down before we close. Final thing to write down. The Holy Spirit must be not just a resident, but he must be president of our life. Oh, he lives in us. The minute I got saved, the Spirit of God lived in me. And he has never left me and will never leave me. The question is, who is sitting in the White House? Who is in control of your life? Is it you? Or is it the Holy Spirit? May God help us this morning that we may say, God, I want you to restore my spiritual edge. I yield my life to you.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.